Hangtime Podcast post game, game three wrap up of the finals. Could be our second to last.
It's a wrap, all right.
I mean, unbelievable. Sekou Smith, Lane Whitaker, John Schumann here, Quicken Loans Arena.
Hashtag full squad.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? We don't need a Schumann stat tonight. I got one for you. Three.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant, pull up three in LeBron's face for the lead, for the series, for the summer. Did it on the road. I mean, I don't even know how to put that into context, just how unbelievable your confidence has to be in, how, in what you do to come up in that moment and make that play.
I think we should give a shout-out here to our friend Bo Estes, who's been working really hard on Twitter since this series started to get the difference to be Kevin Durant's nickname. It's not going to stick. It's not a great nickname, but tonight he was the difference.
No question.
And it's a pretty clear difference between the team a year ago and this year.
I mean, no doubt about it.
Sorry, Bo.
John, at the end of this game, Cleveland, if they could finish, if they just had the energy to finish possessions, you figure they got a chance to win this game. They could not finish.
3:09 left. They had a 6-point lead on a J.R. Smith three, and they went scoreless on their last six possessions. Some just physical errors, some mental errors. I think the one Kyle Korver missed an open three from the corner. That one, you know, they'll take that shot any day. I think the one that really hurts was Kyrie Irving trying to isolate on Klay Thompson right after the Durant game winner.
Did they miss three threes in a row? The Korver three, the Kyrie three, and then LeBron went up for the shot and got stripped on the next play?
After that Durant game winner, if they had two timeouts left, they probably call a timeout
and
isolate Kyrie. Right. But I think they called an extra timeout in the middle of the fourth just to rest LeBron and Kyrie Irving. Irving played the entire second half. LeBron played all but about, I think, 24 seconds in the second half. And so those guys were needed some rest, so they got an extra timeout in the fourth, and then they needed it late in the game because that was the one possession they would have called it. Irving called called everybody off, put himself in ISO against Thompson. It was sort of the same step back three that he hit on Stephen Curry at the end of game seven last year, except the step back was much farther than
it was more of a back than to the side.
Well, and he didn't have, and that shot he made on Steph last year, he didn't spin 13 seconds before that going between his legs and side to side trying to shake Klay. Listen, he didn't shake Klay all night. I mean, he had two or three times where he got around him, but he didn't. That defense was in his face all night, and that's what made what he did up until that point so remarkable. I mean, he was scoring in as difficult a fashion as you could given the circumstance in the one game. I mean, he wasn't getting doubled. He was getting single attention from Klay Thompson all night long.
One of the things that stuck out to me was the first quarter. It's pretty close. They tried to get LeBron some rest with about 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, and they took him out. And the Warriors scored 10 straight points, blew it open a little bit. And then you kind of felt like, oh, man, they can't rest LeBron the rest of this game. And what did he rest it? Right, a little bit right at the end of the third quarter going into the fourth. Then they
almost
had to play
minute,
him the whole
yeah.
fourth. And as Sekou, we were talking a minute ago, it seemed like there's 3 minutes to go. He seemed kind of tired. Kyrie was tired.
They were bent over. They were hunched over with their hands on their knees. I mean, they said they wanted to play at this pace. They said they don't slow it down. Well,
by the way, can we just say something? Like maybe it turns out in the second half that if they slowed the ball down,
that's when they took the lead.
Maybe that's what works best against this Warriors team. It might not be the way they want to play, and maybe that's not what they think
they
can do best.
Listen, they can run,
but it seems to work pretty well.
Teams. This is one. This is just one team that it's not going to work against.
It's a delicate balance because you want to get down the floor, get your shots early in the clock, and get into your offense before they're set up. Get there quick, just so you have as much time as possible.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, if this team, if they push you into you know, rushing a little bit, you know, that's what the way this team flourishes.
I don't want to interrupt the Cavaliers pity party, but that team they playing, you know, like, wrap your head around how good the Warriors are for just a hot second. Klay Thompson played some of the best defense you've seen And look at his offensive line. He was unbelievable.
36-2.
He was unbelievable.
6 of 11 on threes.
11 of 18 shooting from the floor. 6 of 11 from three. I mean, and that's he's the third guy. The fourth is Draymond, right?
Yeah.
He hasn't had an opportunity to play a full game yet.
It's almost like I was saying tonight. It's almost like the way Zaza played tonight. No points. 14 minutes. JaVale played 8 minutes, 1 point. It's almost like it handicaps them to make it more fair for the other teams. Because yeah. Otherwise, I don't know what's going on. And we should mention Tristan Thompson.
We've been talking about him nonstop.
Zero.
If he didn't show up and make an impact on this game.
Yeah. 23 minutes, no points, yeah. 3 rebounds.
It's pretty clear what's going on here.
He only took one shot.
Bottom line is that the Cavs played their best game of the series, maybe their best game of the playoffs. I mean, I mean.
Nobody else is pushing like that.
No.
At home, and it wasn't enough.
LeBron had 39, 9, and 11. Kyrie had 38.
They both shot 55%.
Kevin Love had 13 rebounds. JR hit 5 threes, and they lost.
That's the story here at Quicken Loans Arena. Cleveland Cavaliers on the brink of being swept, and more importantly, the Golden State Warriors with a chance to chase history Friday night. I think that's the kind of incentive that leads to a special night from a team like the Warriors.
Well, I think that's what it was tonight. Is you saw two teams desperate. Like the Cavs were, the Cavs' desperation was obvious, but I think the Warriors were desperate to stay unbeaten. Yeah. I think they didn't want to. You know, they weren't going to just say, "All right, the Cavs." You know, they're desperate and they weren't going to roll over. You know, they gave. That's why, you know, before the game, I said we could have a really nice game just because one team desperately needs a win, the other team desperately doesn't want to lose.
The Warriors won't admit it, but I think clearly that 16-0 matters.
There's no question about it. Yeah. You get this close, it's kind of like winning 73 games.
They learned their lesson last year.
It's better.
Yeah, I think we talked about that today. That 16-0 to me.
I'll take 16-0 anytime. You give me the ring and the record.
I'll go 41-41 if I can go 16-0.
Exactly. You know. Exactly. We'll be back Friday night potentially to wrap up the 2017 finals and this NBA season at Quicken Loans Arena. If the Cleveland Cavaliers cannot find a way to hold off these Warriors, it's over Friday night, game 4. So, Sekou Smith, Lang Whitaker, John Schumann, live from Cleveland on the Hangtime Podcast.
Later.
Thanks for listening to the Hangtime Podcast, and be sure to subscribe on iTunes for a new episode every single Thursday this season. And as always, people, remember, Sekou Matata.